1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Today is Small Business Saturday, a day when people are encouraged to shop at small, locally owned businesses. KCNC-TV's Kennedy Cook reports from Denver.
We know our customers very well.
Owner Robin Laurie says shopping local guarantees a more personalized shopping experience.
It's independently owned. Everything is hand-picked.
One-to-one personal relationship.
So it's not going towards like a big corporation and going through all these middlemen, but it's really just going to us and supporting the community.
Millions of Americans, including the president, did some Black Friday shopping yesterday. CBS's Nancy Cordes has that story.
Like many Americans, the Bidens did some Black Friday shopping, showing support for retail workers in person and online as Amazon workers went on strike or protested in 30 countries.
Boycott Amazon!
Boycott Amazon!
Supporting working people is how we continue to build the economy, President Biden tweeted, vowing to achieve a $15 minimum wage. The biggest concern for shoppers this holiday season is inflation.
Instead of buying multiple gifts, I'm just limited to one gift per person.
It seems like every time you go out of the house, you spend $100.
Police in Chesapeake, Virginia are sharing more information about that gunman who killed six people and injured seven others at a Walmart supercenter Tuesday night. CBS's Bradley Blackburn has the latest.
The shooter was a store manager who witnesses say opened fire inside a break room as workers were about to start the overnight shift.
He literally was just doing like this. He was not aiming at anybody specific. He was just shooting all throughout the room.
Police released this memo found in his phone where 31-year-old Andre Bing asked for God's forgiveness and complained about being bullied by co-workers. He seemed to blame the shooting on the belief that his phone had recently been hacked.
Georgia voters heading to the polls in the state's runoff election for the U.S. Senate. The race pits Democratic incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock against Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Democrats will maintain control of the U.S. Senate through 2024, regardless of the outcome of the Georgia race, but a win in that state could add to the majority. Election day is December 6th, but early voting in the state is officially underway. More than a dozen people are missing after a landslide that was triggered by heavy rains on a small Italian island.
A rescue operation is underway on the Italian island of Ischia after a landslide triggered by heavy overnight rain. Mud and debris swept through the hillside town of Casamicciola, engulfing a number of houses and dragging cars into the sea. There's uncertainty about casualties. Local officials say there are no confirmed deaths.
The BBC's John Shea. This is CBS News.
If you're a business owner renting or leasing, you can save a ton of money and own a custom-designed building made by General Steel. Just call 888-74-STEEL and get a quote today.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. It's true, for the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members now. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yeah, they can handle your bills, too. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, before November 30th, they will waive your new member fee. So you're going to save even more. MediShare is the gold standard in healthcare sharing, and joining right now makes a lot of sense. Again, pay no new member fees if you join now and start enjoying great savings and a great way to handle your healthcare. Call now, 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE, 866-88-BIBLE.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with a high of 54. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, lows around 32. Highs level off around 41. Tomorrow, overcast. Overcast Monday with highs in the low 40s. Chance for mixed precipitation Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to three items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Good morning and welcome, everyone. You are listening to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. We are locally grown radio. You can find us on 97.5 FM, 1320 on your AM dial. Thanks for so much for joining me on Over the Back Fence today. I am your host, Seth. We're going to have a lot of fun today over the next hour as we gear up for Thanksgiving's over now, everyone. I guess the holiday season has officially started. So let's get geared up for Christmas. Let's have some fun, everyone. And let's do a lot of stuff here. If you want to buy or sell items, that's what this show is all about. Just call up 424-2600. Right now, get on the airwaves and find a buyer or a seller for your items. If you want to talk about events happening in the area coming up here throughout the holiday season, we got a lot of time to go over that as well. Anything else you want to talk about on this beautiful Saturday? Oh my goodness, the skies are blue, the sun is out, it's a lovely, lovely day, and there's no snow on the ground. I know some people are disappointed, but not me. I will take it. So throughout the show, we will go through our normal departments like we do every Saturday on Over the Back Fence. We've got our mailbag items, we've got news and notes, and our calendar of events. We're going to talk about stuff happening at the station here. We're going to talk some sports, about sports on the station and other things going on. Our schedule for that as well. Plus, we're also going to give something away. Our good friends over at Gray's Service are giving away an oil change today. That's right. Keep listening. A little bit later on in the show, I'm going to take a caller. And we'll get that oil change in the hands of someone who can, who could really use it, and who couldn't use an oil. Well, their car couldn't use an oil change. I don't know if you need one, but it's a value of up to $80. It's really cool, and we'll be giving that away later on in the hour, starting at 12 o'clock. We have, I don't know, a half hour fun time for me. We have no programming as we set up for the Badger game, the final regular season game today at 12:30. I'll be playing some music. I don't know, should I play Christmas music? If you want to hear some Christmas music, let me know for the next hour. If you want to start listening to music now, if not, I'll just play some other regular music. I have fun either way, but we got tons of Christmas music here too, so maybe I'll throw some of that in there as well. Let's have some fun with that. And then, like I said, at 12:30, the Badgers pregame show for their final showdown against the Minnesota Golden Gophers, playing for Paul Bunyan's axe today. It's going to be fun. Interesting season for both teams. I know the Badger fans around here are hoping for a win to wrap up the season. I don't know. I know I'm from Minnesota. I was never a big Gophers fan, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. It should be a good game either way. And then later on tonight, if you're looking to hear some basketball, we have that over on our sister station, 105.5 FM, WIRI. We've got at 7 o'clock, the Marquette men's basketball team taking on Chicago State. That starts at 7 o'clock on 105.5 WIRI. Tune in for that to hear the Golden Eagles. They just wrapped up a tournament as well. Oh, speaking of tournaments, I really hope you were tuning in yesterday. From 11 o'clock when the Badgers wrapped up their tournament down in the Bahamas. Must be rough. And they won at the last, it was a good game against USC, and they ended up pulling it out. They were 2-1 for the tournament, which is very cool. Starting off strong, the men's Badger team there. Since this is the final regular season Badger game, Badger football game, I should say, Over the Back Fence should be going straight on through the end of the year, 11 to 12 on Saturdays. We shouldn't have any interruptions. There's a possibility we might have a Badger basketball game here and there that we will have to broadcast, but that is okay. I also want to remind everyone that after this wraps up, we've been playing the Sunshine Polka Show at 7 a.m. on Saturdays when we have a Badger game, so we don't have to cut the show in half and you only get to hear half of it. That's not fair to you. That's not fair to Tim. So it was on at 7 o'clock today, but starting next week, if there is no sports preemption, the Polka Show is going to be on two times every Saturday, two times. Finally, getting the respect it deserves. It's going to go on at 7 in the morning and then at noon. So two times, the Sunshine Polka Show. Tim, I talked to him yesterday. He was in here. It was great to see Tim. And he didn't even know. He's like, wow, they're going to play it twice? And he was super excited about it. And why not? You should be too. Tim puts a great show together, and we are very excited to be able to play it twice on every Saturday. Looking forward to Sunday, of course. There's my show, Seth Faces the Music, from 6 to 8 on Sunday. This week, we're talking about money because, you know, Black Friday and Small Business Saturday today. Ooh, we'll get into more of that in just a sec. And, of course, we've got Cyber Monday coming up and then Giving Tuesday coming up this next week. So talk about money. Why not? Everyone's talking about money right now. Play some songs about money. That's 6 to 8 on Sunday. And then from 8 to 9, the director's cut. James and I go through some stuff that's happening this weekend on the small screen and the big screen, stuff that came out on Friday or just at the beginning of the weekend. We go over that a little bit. We talk about stuff that's going on in theater coming up for the holiday season here in Rapids and beyond. And we also have a big discussion. This is really interesting. How long is too long for a television show? This was brought on by the recent series finale of The Walking Dead, which James and I both agreed went way too long. Lost people, lost interest, blah, blah, blah. We talk about that. And, of course, there's digressions along the way, which is what happens when James and I get together. And then we also have another feature at the end of the show, Honorable Mentions. We talk about both an album that we really like and would recommend to other people. So stay tuned for that right after Seth Faces the Music, 8 to 9 on Sunday. Tune in, since you're going to be listening anyway. I mean, you know, you might as well just keep it on, right? A few other things to discuss right now. I did mention that it is Small Business Saturday today. So go out there and support our local businesses. And we've got an extra added incentive here for you. We're still doing the New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway, everyone. And in fact, you have till Monday. That's when it wraps up. It's almost over. I can't believe it. We're already there. November 28th on Monday is your last day to get your name in for the drawing. Why don't you go today when you're out supporting local businesses anyway? Why don't you go and get some food at Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome. If you're in the Rome area, go ahead and check that out. If you're in Wisconsin Rapids here, why don't you get lunch at La Taqueria? Have dinner at Jennings. Or if you're in Nacoosa, go get some groceries at Piggly Wiggly. And while you're there, enter to win. Enter to win these two tickets to the January 1st game, Packers versus Vikings. I mean, come on. It's a rivalry. We all know this, right? It's going to be a lot of fun. And they're club tickets, too, by the way. These are really nice tickets. So get your entry in, everyone. Rowan registration per person per location. But that means you can register at all four locations if you so desire. We'll be picking one winner from each business to win a $50 gift card from that business. And then you're entered to qualify for the big prize, the granddaddy one. The two tickets to the game on New Year's Day at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. How exciting does that sound? Ah, man, that's awesome. So do that today to support that. And, I almost forgot here. I covered up my sheet here. If you were listening to WIRI last night, of course, the Cranberry Classic is going on right now at Assumption High School. And we broadcast the Assumption game last night. Randy was there. Don was here. They did the game for us. And I got a note from Don here. Assumption took the win last night over Nacoosa, 64-54. So Assumption goes on for their championship game today for the Cranberry Classic. It'll be a lot of fun to see how that ends up. And of course, stay tuned. We're going to have a lot more basketball coming up, high school basketball. We've got some other high school sports coming up on WIRI. That is going to be your home for all high school sports in the central Wisconsin area, here in Lincoln, in Nacoosa, Port Edwards. Wherever we can get a game in, we will do our best to get those to you. All right, wow. I just covered a lot of information there. But I want more information from you guys. 424-2600 is the number to call. Call on up. This is Over the Back Fence. If you're looking to sell that item, if you're looking to buy an item, put that out there. If you're looking for help with something, if you're looking for snow removal, that's coming up too, right? If you're if you want to talk about the weird weather we've been having, I'm not complaining right now at all. I'm enjoying it very much. Or talk about what happened at Thanksgiving. Did you have a good Thanksgiving? I had a very interesting one. Unfortunately, both of my children were sick. So we weren't able to have the meal together at the table because we didn't, you know, want to spread any germs around or anything like that. So both my kids had their Thanksgiving dinners in their rooms, but they had all the stuff. We made all the food, of course. You got your turkey and your stuffing and your cranberries and all that stuff. We had it all there. They just had a tray in their rooms. So it was a little odd, a little different Thanksgiving for us this year. But, hey, we're still thankful, and we still enjoyed the meal. So I hope you guys also had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and looking forward now to the holiday seasons as they come up here. Get Christmas coming, New Year's, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate. I hope you're getting ready for it and you're going to have a good time as we start the season right now. Well, I guess right now, since no one's calling me, 424-2600, you know, I'm just going to have to gonna take a break here. When we come back, I'll get into the mailbag items here. We're going to go over some news and notes. So stay tuned. But really, I need some phone calls, 424-2600, to get on Over the Back Fence here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you, or go to wiscovered.com, paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Ahoy, Wisconsin. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, a new Native American theme show live weekdays from 6 to 7 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7. Each day, activists and newsmakers will provide updates on protecting Mother Earth. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. We invite all people to walk hand in hand with our struggles, victories, and achievements. Join us for our Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake weeknights at 6 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
All over America, people are taking the national radon test. Have you? Answer true or false. Radon is a radioactive gas. True.
I didn't know that, no.
True or false. The Office of the Surgeon General recommends that all homes be tested for radon. True, your home should be tested. True or false, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. True.
I'm gonna dial the number and call.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Keep your family safe from radon. Call now.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
WFHR Weather is sponsored by Hartle Monuments, still at 1915 Baker Drive, Wisconsin Rapids. The monument you create will be remembered by family and friends for years to come. Hartle Monuments will make it special. Let our experience show. Hartle Monuments, since 1901.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with a high of 54. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, lows around 32. Highs level off around 41. Tomorrow, overcast. Overcast Monday with highs in the low 40s. Chance for mixed precipitation Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Thanks for joining me on this lovely Saturday, everyone. It is time now to get into our mailbag items. We've got a couple for today. And also, of course, our news and notes, calendar of events, stuff that's happening in and throughout Central Wisconsin. If you'd like to add anything to that, call us up. 424-2600 is the number. That's also what we'd like to talk about, not just buying or selling, other things happening in the community, things you've noticed, how your Thanksgiving was. Are you ready for Christmas music? All kinds of questions to put out there. So give us a call, 424-2600, or I'm just going to get lonely. I'm going to get lonely, everybody, so don't let me be lonely. Starting off in our mailbag today, we do have for sale lock blocks, 200 of them, like new, $15 for all 200. If you're interested in those lock blocks, call 715-424-2216. That's 424-2216. Also, we have a couple of free items. This is interesting, so pay attention. They're free, but they're kind of big, so you're going to have to bring your own hauling away materials here. A 1993 York Stellar House Furnace. It's natural gas. It's 76,000 BTU out. This is an upflow furnace, which is 95% efficient. It's a new style plastic pipe in and plastic pipe exhaust out. This furnace is a closed combustion type. It's in good working condition. Manual and condensation pump are included. They have just replaced that unit with a new furnace. That is why they are asking to have someone take away the old one. It looks like it's still usable. Also, with that, a window AC unit. It's good and it's free. They're both free, but you must take both. So we've got a 1993 house furnace, a natural gas burning furnace, and we have a window air conditioning unit, both for free. They do ask that you take both with you. Leave a message on this phone number, 715-424-3674. That's 424-3674. If you would like to add something to our mailbag, it is super duper easy to do it. One of the ways you can do it is drop it off at our studios here at 1690 2nd Avenue South. Our normal business hours are 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. Come on in, drop it off. Pam will be delighted to take that from you, and that's as easy as pie. Plus, if you want to come in and take a look at our studio, our almost one-year-old studio, whew, that's hard to believe. Take, see a tour, it won't take long. We got a couple studios, just a couple of rooms in here, but it's very cool, so you might want to come check that out as well if you have not done so yet. You can also email otbf at wfhr.com. Send it to us that way. We do ask a limit of 3 items, but you can send it in that way, and we will be collecting them, of course, for next week's Over the Back Fence, which is going to be from, of course, 11 to 12 next Saturday. I don't see any conflicts at this point for that, so stay tuned. And that will be coming up next week and for the foreseeable future as well, as football is now wrapping up. We do want more mailbag items, please, everybody. We do ask that you make sure you put your contact information, of course, on there so people can get a hold of you if they are in need of doing that. Which, of course, they are, because how else are they going to sell it to you, right? Going through the community events here, news and notes, and other items of interest in Central Wisconsin, I would like to remind you, you can call while I'm doing this. I will just finish reading what is in front of me, and then I will get to your call as soon as I possibly can. And look at that. We have our first call of the day. Let's take it right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have for sale a Bombardier. Now, that's the company that makes Skidoo snowmobiles.
Mm-hmm.
Four-wheeler. The model of it is a Traxxer. If anybody's familiar with them, they're the ones that have the step-through seat, so you don't have to lift your leg over it. And it's a 2002 model, but it's got less than 500 miles on it. And I'm looking to get a, like, $2,800 or best offer. It runs and looks like new. 715-424. 1058, if somebody wants more information, but beautiful day it is out there, you'll probably have to leave a message because I think I'll be outside.
I think that's a wonderful idea, so don't forget to leave a message. 424-1058.
Yes, for that four-wheeler. Four-wheel drive, electric start, all ready to go.
Yeah, it would be a nice day for that today, actually.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. I got a four-wheeler for sale here. Sounds like it's in pretty good condition. 424-1058. If you would like some more information, just call up that number and he will get back to you with whatever you're looking for. Thank you. And that's a great way. He did a wonderful example of what you do on this show. Thank you so much for that call. And to kind of break the ice here, because it looks like we've got another one coming up right now. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Yeah, I have for sale a space heater. is Titan brand. I'm asking $10 for it. And my number is 715-991-0242.
991-0242.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for the call. Have a great weekend. Got a little space heater for sale. If you're interested in that, 991-0242, the number to call. All right, keep them coming, everybody. I'm going to continue. I'm going to go on these community events here, but keep those calls coming while I'm waiting, 424-2600. Today is your last day to check out the 2022 Festival of Trees. This is the event that supports Aspirus Comfort Care and Hospice Services and the Aspirus Family House as well. So if you are interested in checking that out today, it's still going on. This is the final day for that. It's going on today from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. So if you haven't had a chance to check that out up in Wausau, we do say go ahead, go check it out. It's very cool. It's being held at the Central Wisconsin Convention and Expo Center. That's in Rothschild at 10101 Market Street. 10101 Market Street in Rothschild. All right. Let's take another phone call here. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, I've got a snowblower for sale. It's a two-stage, got electric start. It's got six forward gears and two reverse gears. It's got a 27-inch auger. It's a good running snowblower. I'm trying to get $50 for it.
Okay.
Phone number is area code 361-484-8923, and that's here in Wisconsin Rapids.
All right. The number 361-484-8923.
Yep.
All right. Thanks so much for the call. Have a great weekend.
You bet. Yeah.
Got a snowblower for sale. Of course, it's a fluke right now that we don't have any snow anymore. So, got it. Don't forget, we still need to be able to get rid of it when it comes. If you're interested in that, area code 361-484-8923, the number to call for that. Let's head into next week and some events that are happening. And, of course, we do want to continue to remind people this is a great time, like every time, is to donate. It is to donate blood to our communities, to our friends and families in Central Wisconsin. We have a big one coming up here on Monday, tomorrow, from 2, or excuse me, Monday, it's Saturday. It's not tomorrow, it's Sunday. On Monday, the 28th, from 2 to 7 p.m., this is going to happen at the former East Junior High School Music Room at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Appointments are encouraged, and you can do that. You can make that appointment by calling 866-566-5900. That is for the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin. And they do want to let you know that the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin is the primary supplier of blood to Aspirus Riverview Hospital right in town here. So you know that, excuse me, what you're giving will be staying right in town here, right in Central Wisconsin, which is very, very cool. Like I said, appointments are encouraged, but if you would like to walk in, you are absolutely welcome to do so. That's happening again on Monday, the 28th. That's coming this coming Monday, 2 to 7 p.m. at the former East Junior High School Music Room in at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. We have a couple more opportunities coming up as well. The American Red Cross is also offering some blood drives in the area. If you're in Marshfield on Monday, they also have an opportunity for you there. That's going on from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Holiday Inn, located at 750 South Central Avenue in Marshfield. So tomorrow we've got one in Rapids, we've got one in Marshfield tomorrow, which is very, very cool. We, of course, have some more coming up in the next couple of weeks as we gear up for Christmas. Boy, this is a great way of getting in the Christmas spirit, if you ask me. Donating some blood, what could be better, right? We've got one coming up in Plover on the 5th. And let's see, let me take a look at the calendar here. That is the Monday after next. But I just want to let everyone know this is coming up. That is from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Plover Municipal Building. That is at 2400 Post Road. That is where that one will be taking place. And then the next day on Tuesday, back here in Rapids, we've got one from 12:30 to 5:30 at the McMillan Library, of course, 430 East Grand Avenue. That is where the library is located here. And we've got a few more coming up. We've got another one in Marshfield. We've got one in one more in Marshfield coming up, too. And, of course, if you're in the Stevens Point area, It's always a good time to give blood because they have several opportunities coming up this week, both on Monday and Tuesday at the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center, 3201 C Main Street, Monday and Tuesday from 12 to 6:15 p.m. Then they take Wednesday off, and then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, they will be open again, and those from 8:15 or 8:30 until 2:45 p.m. So if you're in Stevens Point or you're even just in there for the day, another great opportunity to donate some blood with the American Red Cross. So check that out. Continuing to look forward here, we have some activities we want to touch on. From the Wisconsin, the city of Wisconsin Rapids, the Parks and Recreation Department. Now, we've got a lot of fun things coming up here. A lot of arts and crafts coming up, getting ready for Christmas and the other holidays coming up. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll go over a few of these as we get closer. But we have one coming up here on Tuesday. Join the talented Mary Beth Severin in making adorable wooden Christmas presents to decorate your house for the holidays. Classes on Tuesday, November 29th from 6 to 8 p.m. You'll receive step-by-step instructions as well as all of the supplies needed to create your project. You just need to pre-register and quickly before the class is full, and we're getting up to Tuesday, so you better do it as soon as you can if you're interested in this. Registration is open at wr.activityreg, that's activityreg.com, or you can call the Parks and Recreation Department. Of course, they're closed on the weekends. You'll have to wait till Monday at 715-421-8240. It's going to be located at the Lowell Center Art Room in the Centralia Center. If this sounds like something you're interested in, go ahead and register. Get that. It sounds like a lot of fun. I am a sucker for creating crafts around Christmas time. I love handmade ornaments. I love that sort of thing. So this is going to be very, very cool. We have more stuff coming up, too, from the Parks and Rec Department in Rapids coming up in a week or two. We'll go over those when we get a little bit closer to that. Or if we run out of time today or run out of stuff to talk about, I'll talk about it then. But we do want to let people know of these fun things coming up at the Parks and Rec Department. What a great Parks Department we have here in Wisconsin Rapids. Looking ahead to Wednesday, of course, something that happens every single Wednesday. It's the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. Bingo! Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. Go join the Elks. Have some fun at 430 West Jackson Street. If you have any questions, you can call them up at 715-423-1930. This goes on all year long, so don't miss it, everybody. It's going to be a lot of fun. So check it out this Wednesday if you have not done so before, of course. Now is always a good time to start checking those things out, right? Right, I agree. I disagreed with myself. You do weird things when you're on the air by yourself in radio. On Thursday, the Neighborhood Table will be providing their to-go meals as they do every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. at 411 Garfield Street in Wisconsin Rapids. There's a limited number of meals available, so please go online, make a reservation. TheNeighborhoodTable.org is the website. If you have no internet access, you can always call 715-422-1980 and leave your name and phone number. Please, no meals to be consumed on site. Big shout out. Big thank you to the Neighborhood Table and all of the groups in focus. They do such great work in this community. Thank you so much to them for all the great work they do. And if you're a volunteer there, thank you for doing that as well. Tis the season to volunteer. Keep that in mind too, everyone. Let's do some volunteering this Christmas season. Well, we've been talking about it all fall long. And you have one more opportunity to learn from one of our good friends here, Jackie Caratini, the Extension Educator with UW Extension in Wood County. She's been having a program every month called Rent Smart. It's helping to make renting a great experience for you. The next one is coming up on Friday. This is it. The last one is on Friday, everyone. It's from 9:15 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the McMillan Memorial Library in Rapids at the All-Purpose Meeting Room. You can register online. Just go to bit.ly/WRRentSmart, WRRentSmart, or you can call the Extension Wood County office at 715-421-8437. The registration deadline is the Thursday before the class date. That would be the first. That's coming up on this Thursday, the first. It doesn't cost anything. It's free. Just go and register, and then you can learn a lot about how to rent smart, including planning for and meeting monthly expenses, tips for finding and maintaining affordable housing, how to complete an application and why landlords screen applicants, strategies for building positive relationships with landlords and neighbors, responsibilities and rights of landlords and tenants. If you would like more information, you can always email familyliving@co.wood.wy.us. Or once again, you can call that same number to register, or if you have any questions, 715-421-8437. Check that out. Also coming up on Friday, our friends at in Rome are doing their winter market. It kicks off on December 2nd. It's located in the community room of the Rome Town Hall. The winter markets are held once per month over the winter months, on the second Friday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So they're kicking it off starting in December. Great way to get some Christmas gifts for everybody. Local stuff here, of course. We love to shop local. We love to support local, as James likes to say. And we've got that. Of course, it's Small Business Saturday, too, as well. So think about that today. But we do have coming up the winter market in Rome. That's coming up next Friday, as it will every month, once a month, second Friday of every month throughout the winter from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. That starts off on Friday. Just a quick reminder, you're listening to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. 424-2600 is the number to call if you want to buy or sell items. If you want to talk about some other events going on that we haven't covered this coming week, there's lots of stuff going on, and we, of course, can't cover everything. So if you've got something that you'd like to share with our listeners, go ahead, call 424-2600 as I continue to go through these items. Now we're getting into some more Christmassy stuff, which I love. I love Christmas events, and we're going to start off here heading on next Saturday, the 3rd. It's the 30th annual Christmas Cookie Walk at St. Lawrence Catholic Church, which is located at 530 10th Avenue North in Wisconsin Rapids. It's going to be happening from 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Choose your own variety of cookies and candies from a huge selection. You're going to want to bring a bag, a box. You're going to want to, there's a lot of stuff you're going to want here. The price is $8.50 per pound. They measure by the pound. That's how much you're going to have to take home. There's also going to be a mini raffle baskets and items. Tickets are $1 each for those raffle tickets, or $6 for $5. This is sponsored by the St. Lawrence Council of Catholic Women. The proceeds go to the CCW and other parish projects. So, it's, of course, it's a good cause as well. But, hey, the 30th annual, it's a cookie walk. So much fun. St. Lawrence Catholic Church next Saturday, 8:30 to 10:30 a.m., 530 10th Avenue North in Wisconsin Rapids. Going to be fun. I might have to check that out, because I'm just cookies. That's all you had me at cookies. I want some cookies. The Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce will be kicking off the Christmas holiday with the Nakusa Hometown Christmas coming up Saturday, December 3rd in Nakusa, Wisconsin at 5:15. Another great event here we just had on last Wednesday. We had Rekindle the Spirit, a big parade, lots of fun. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend, but I heard from a lot of people that they really enjoyed it. It was, and the weather was wonderful. Oh my gosh, how wonderful was the weather for that? So, it was a lot of fun. Hope everything went well. If you did attend, I hope you enjoyed it. Now coming up on next Saturday, we've got the Nakusa Hometown Christmas kicking off at 5:15. So there will be a craft show going on there as well. And that's going to be at the Nakusa Area Community Center at 416 Crestview Lane. Go say hello to our very good friend, Heather Sayers, who is, of course, the one who runs the community center. She'll be setting up for this. That's at 416 Crestview Lane. Like I said, it's going from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday the 3rd. There's going to be a parade. The Nakusa Hometown Christmas Parade starts at the Charles and Joanne Lester Library on Bueller Avenue and ends at Goodfellas Pizza. After the parade, head over to Riverside Park and enjoy the drive-through light display. Can't wait to see that this year. As well as Light Up the Sky fireworks that start promptly at 6:30 p.m. with visits from Santa. There's a couple other things we're going to get into there, but let's go ahead and grab a caller right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, I'm having a garage yard sale today until 5 o'clock. And tomorrow from 9 till 5 at 331 16th Street South between Apple and Peach Street by the Water and Light Company.
Okay. So that's all. Okay, well, taking advantage of the weather. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yes, so far.
All right, exactly. We've got a sale happening today and tomorrow, 331 16th Street South, till 5 today. I'm sorry? Oh, did I lose you? Oh, I did. That's okay. I'll just go over the information real quick here again. Till 5 today, 9 to 5 tomorrow, taking advantage of this wonderful weather. We've got 331 16th Street South happening. So go ahead and join him there if you're looking, hey, late season yard sale. That's kind of cool. It's almost December and we're doing that. Oh, that's a lot of fun. We also have a few other things I do want to touch on for the Hometown Christmas in Nakusa. The lights, of course, the festivities continue through the month of December with the holiday drive-through light display running from dusk to dawn until January 1st. All throughout the month of December, it's going to be very cool. I know my family's going to check it out. Santa visits will also be scheduled. We've got several opportunities at Riverside Park. Santa will be there December 4th, December 8th, the 11th, the 15th, the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th, all from 5 to 7. And of course, as we get closer, we will be continually updating the list of when he will be there. 5 to 7, every one of those days, Santa will be at Riverside Park. So if you want to go and give Santa your Christmas list, that's when to do it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Check it out. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, everybody. When we come back, a few more things to go over. In terms of events happening, we've got a Rocky Mountain Christmas show coming up at the PAC. That's going to be very cool. We'll go into that a little bit. James this week on Morning Magazine will be talking to Sally and Dan. Oh, I think I got his name wrong. Anyway, Sally from the Arts Council, as they talk about what's coming up for their Christmas show. It's always fun. Their Christmas show is always a lot of fun. So James is going to talk to them about that. And then we'll talk about that and a few other things happening throughout this area. We're real excited. More Christmas stuff happening here. More of your phone calls. 424-2600 is the number to call to be on Over the Back Fence right here on locally grown radio, WFHR.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Did you know that the average person has 26,000 days in their life? Once a day is done, it's done. Haven't you always dreamed of doing great things, climbing mountains, helping a family in need, but wondered, where do I start? When you join Girl Scouts, you are given the opportunity to do all kinds of amazing things. Make your life better, the world better. So unleash your potential. Call 888-747-6945 or visit gsnwgl.org and begin the journey right now.
The moment you walk into Family Natural Foods, you know you'll have a great experience with excellent customer service. Their knowledgeable staff are welcoming and friendly, happy to help you with any questions or needs you bring in. Have you tried their oils and vinegars yet? You can taste test them before you buy. Some favorites among the gourmet balsamic vinegars include cranberry, date, and apple. Think beyond the salad bowl. These are great on everything from veggies to grilled meats. Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, Hot Topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 54. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 32. Overcast tomorrow, high of 41. Cloudy skies Monday with highs in the low 40s. Mixed precipitation possible at times Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 48.
Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR 97.5 FM. 1320 on your AM dial. Thanks for joining me on this lovely Saturday, everyone. Hope you're going to have some time to get outside, enjoy this nice weather before winter rears its ugly head once again. We know it's coming, but let's enjoy it while we can, everyone. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on the air, buying and selling, talking about events, talking about other stuff, talk about the weather. I don't care. Just call up 424-2600 to get on Over the Back Fence. Let's continue now with some more events happening in the central Wisconsin area. We got this great show coming up from our good friends over at the Arts Council, your performing arts connections at the Performing Arts Center. People miss John Denver and his brilliant music. Ted Vigil is doing his best to play homage. The Arts Council of Southwood County is giving him and his band that opportunity on Thursday, December 8th at 7:30 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids at 1801 16th Street South. Bring the whole family and get into the Christmas spirit. You'll be transported back in time as you watch Vigil take the stage with his uncanny physical and musical resemblance to the great John Denver. Audiences of Rocky Mountain Christmas have been known to leave the concert singing and spiritually uplifted after hearing Denver's favorites like Christmas for Cowboys, Christmas Like a Lullaby, I'll Fly Away, and Jingle Bells. Vigil might just throw in a few of Denver's well-known non-Christmas tunes into the mix as well. Tickets are selling quickly and are only $35 for adults and $10 for students. Purchase them 24/7 at www.savorthearts.org. If you prefer, you can call 715-424-2787 or visit the Arts Council in person at 1040 8th Street South, Suite 101 in Rapids between 10 and 2:30 Monday through Thursday if you would like some assistance, and they'd be happy to assist you there as well. Looking forward, of course, to this show and all the great shows they bring here to Wisconsin Rapids. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. If nothing else, even if you're not a giant John Denver fan, I would say Christmas, man. Christmas music is going to be a lot of fun. Anytime you can do it live, check it out. Continuing on here with some more fun Christmas events happening at St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church at 8020 South Park Road. That's in Kellner. They've got a 28th annual cookie walk coming up. Yes, another cookie walk. Cookies and candies are sold by the pound Saturday, December 10th, starting at 9 a.m. And just if you're not sure where St. John's Lutheran Church is located in Kellner, just remember it is the stone church on the corner by the park. If you've been through Kellner, you've seen it, you know exactly what it is. So that's happening Saturday, December 10th, the 28th annual cookie walk. Cookies and candy sold by the pound. Very cool. St. John Lutheran Church at 8020 South Park Road in Kellner. All right. Oh, well, we had a phone call, but they are gone now. Too bad. Call back. 424-2600 is the number to call. I want to remind everyone that the American Heroes Cafe has got one last cafe of the year. And then they're going to wrap it up for the next couple of months. Of course, because of the weather and everything, then it'll be coming back in April. They want everyone to know December 14th is the last cafe of the year. All remaining, there's seven remaining door prizes, and they will be given out. At 8:45, the drawing, one ticket for a $100 Walmart gift card as well. So there's a lot of fun stuff happening on this last one of the year. But that's December 14th, American Heroes Cafe at the Elks Lodge. Early in the morning, and make sure you don't miss it because they're going to be giving out quite a few door prizes for that as well. All right, let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
K Can you tell me, years ago, well, I was before the COVID, you know, the, I was wondering, is the Humane Society going to have anything? It was kind of, not, I shouldn't say like, I guess kind of like a silent auction. They'd have things there, and you could, they had things that were donated, and I think a bake sale, too. And I was wondering if they're doing anything like that in December. I didn't hear to your announcements.
No, we have not. I haven't gotten any information on that yet. But thank you for bringing that up.
Well, I don't know if they're still going to do
right.
it. You know, it's all been discontinued. You
sure,
know.
Sure. But if anyone out there is connected with the Humane Society, let us know. One way or the other.
That'd be great.
Yeah, no kidding. That would be awful. That would be wonderful. I should say, because if it's not going on, that'd be nice to know too. But if it is, hey. We want to get the word out.
And you can always donate cat and dog food or cleaning supplies to the Humane Society. So
that's right.
Think about.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you so much for the call. Yeah, have a great weekend. Yeah, that's great. We got about 10 minutes or so left. We have to take one more break as well. But if you know anything about whether or not the Humane Society is doing any kind of fundraiser or anything this December, let us know. We would love to be able to announce that over the air if there's something going on. Or if not, then let us know that as well. Because maybe we can get people to say, hey, why aren't they doing that anymore? Maybe we can get some interest built up in that. All right. I'm going to take our final break right now just so I can get it out of the way. And then we'll go and wrap up the show, go up to the top of the hour with a couple more events. And hopefully a phone call or two as we get ready for football coming up at 12:30. So join me. Continuing from 12 to 12:30. I'll play a little music, maybe have some fun. Join me for that. We'll take one more break right now when we come back for Over the Back Fence here on WFHR.
Home Furniture has been Central Wisconsin's home for the best in furniture for more than 60 years and four generations. Brands you know and trust, such as Lazy Boy, Ashley, Smith Brothers, and more. Our professionally trained consultants will help you find what you are looking for at an affordable price. Let our family help you create a space that's truly yours. Home Furniture, stop in for immediate availability or create your own piece. Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 7 locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is ready for your next game day visit and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Pride.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 54. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 32. Overcast tomorrow, high of 41. Cloudy skies Monday with highs in the low 40s. Mixed precipitation possible at times Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 48.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence here on WFHR, locally grown radio. We just got a few minutes to wrap up the show here, and I just realized that I haven't given away the thing I said I was going to give away, so we'll do that at the end of the show, the very top of the show, we'll get to that. I do have an oil change to give away from Gray Service, so stay tuned as we wrap up the show here. I will have you, that is when we will get our caller in to get that oil change. And so stay tuned as we get to the end of the show here. A couple more things I want to highlight coming up. The community holiday concert will be happening on December 18th with the Lincoln High School Music Department but at 2 and at 4 p.m. at the PAC in Wisconsin Rapids. There will also be the Friends of Education Award presented at the 4 o'clock performance, so that's very cool. Go check that out. There's going to be a sing-along, a LHS Choir Symphony, and the Wind Ensemble. Free admission. Donations are welcome, not only for the community or for the band music department, but they're also looking for canned goods, winter coats, mittens, hats, and scarves. So they can collect those there as well and give them to those who are in need of that for this holiday season. So that's very cool as well. We appreciate them putting that up there too, as people go and enjoy some great holiday music. It's going to be a lot of fun. Again, that's Sunday, December 18th, both at two performances, 2 and 4 p.m. Don't want to miss that one. We've also got some other concerts coming up in a couple of weeks here, holiday concerts. We've got the Nakusa High School Christmas concert. That's going to be December 19th at 7 p.m. That's in the high school gym. Then the Alexander Middle School Christmas concert the next day on the 20th, also at 7 p.m. in the high school auditorium. The Little Mermaid, that's coming up in March. We're not going to cover that. I just kept reading there. Oh, goodness gracious me. Actually, that does wrap up all the events that we got going on in Wisconsin Rapids here in the foreseeable future. Of course, we'll be collecting more as the season gets closer. We'll have some more information about that. Of course, we're going to have some fun stuff happening here on WFHR as well, 30 Hours of Christmas. We'll be back again this year, everyone, so stay tuned for that. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have more sports coming up here. We've got basketball. We've got hockey. Just a couple of quick reminders here as we wrap up the show. Let's see here. We have, I want to let everyone know that coming up at 12:30, of course, the Badgers take on the Minnesota Golden Gophers for their final game of the regular season today. It's going to wrap up their season. We'll see what happens for bowls. And when that comes up, maybe Wisconsin will get another one. Of course, we'll be broadcasting that if they do get into a bowl this year. We, of course, will be broadcasting that live on these airwaves. Another reminder that starting next Saturday, the Sunshine Polka Show will be airing twice a day on Saturday. So excited about that. 7 a.m., repeat again at 12 p.m. We do appreciate everything that Tim the Polka Guy does for us. Tim's show is so wonderful, and we appreciate him. Everything he can get to us, we will play it until he wants to stop doing it. And I was really glad to see him here on a Friday. It was fun to say hi to him again. Also, we want to make sure you tune in tomorrow night, on Sunday night, 6 to 8, Seth Faces the Music. Money is the theme. A lot of great songs about money. It's almost like artists or our singers are interested in money. And, you know, just shocking. A lot of great songs, though. Check it out. It is a rebroadcast from I did a couple of months ago. So check that out if you missed it the first time around. Or, hey, just listen again. After that, from 8 to 9 on Sunday, we've got Director's Cut. James and I going over some interesting stuff happening on the big screen and on television this last weekend. We're talking about theater again because you just can't stop us. Miracle on 34th Street, of course, coming up in December, the Christmas show at WRCT. And I'm not saying attend it just because my wife and child are in it, but because it's going to be a great show. It's going to be a lot of fun. It'll really get you in the Christmas spirit as well. So, hey, a little nepotism never hurt anyone, right? Also, just remember, it is Small Business Saturday today. Go ahead and check out our places that are giving away the tickets, the boxes where you can put your name in for the tickets for the New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway for the Packer-Viking game on January 1st. Just one more quick reminder. Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Rapids, Jennings in Rapids, Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa. Those are all the places. There are drop boxes. You can register at every single one. Go to all of them today if you haven't done it yet. Make a big loop as you're doing your get your Christmas shopping out of the way with all the local businesses here. Of course, we appreciate all of our local businesses and organizations, and we want you to support them as well. The deadline is on Monday, the 28th, so you've only got a couple of days left to register. Winner will be announced November 30th. One registration per person, per location. We've had a ton of fun with this, everyone, and I hope you've been putting your name in at the various locations so we can get a lot of people to pick from. Not only will you win that $50 gift card from that specific business, but then you will be qualified to win the grand prize. New Year's Day tickets, Packers, Vikings, club tickets, Lambeau Field. What could be better? What could be better? If you're a football fan, and I know you are, Packer fans. All right. As I wrap up the show, I do have a gift certificate for a free oil change to give away right now. Right now, if you haven't won anything in the last 30 days at WFHR, 424-2600 is the number to call. This is a oil change with a value up to $80. Gray Service, they are located at 621 Pepper Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. If you'd like to schedule an oil change already, if you need one, call 423-7744. But call up right now. We will take the first caller as we wrap up the show here, give away this oil change. Thanks, everyone, for listening today. It was a lot of fun, and we'll see you again next week. Stay tuned for Badger football coming up at 12:30.